The state's deregulated power market is also fiercely competitive. ERCOT oversees the grid, while power generators produce electricity for the wholesale market. Some 300 retail electricity providers buy that fuel and then compete for consumers. Because such cold weather is rare, energy companies do not invest in winterizing their equipment, as this would raise their prices for consumers. Perhaps most important, the state does not have a capacity market to ensure that there was extra power available for surging demand. Such systems elsewhere act as a sort of insurance policy, so the lights will not go out. But it also means customers pay higher bills. For years, the benefits of Texas's deregulated market structure were clear. At 8.6 cents per kilowatt hour, the state's average retail price for electricity is around one-fifth lower than the national average and about half the cost of California's. In 1999, the state set targets for renewables, and today it accounts for around 30% of America's wind energy. This disaster is prompting people to question whether Texas's system is as resilient and well-designed as people previously believed. Greg Abbott, the governor, has called for an investigation into ERCOT. This storm has exposed some serious weaknesses in our free market approach in Texas, says Luke Metzger of Environment Texas, a non-profit, who had been without power for 3 full days when The Economist went to press.